I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Ross Anthony with the UP Sled Dog Association for an update concerning the UP 200 Sled Dog Race. It gets going a week from tomorrow, and here's all the details with Ross Anthony.
Friday morning is the big one for anyone commuting in town. Obviously, downtown, the streets are going to be blocked off, so keep that in mind. The Mining Journal is going to have the street map, and it will be posted. So there will be detours. It's that one time of year where I understand it is frustrating at times when you're trying to get to work and you have your normal route and you haven't had coffee yet and you don't know any other route. And you just know one route to work. But we appreciate everyone making that adjustment.
And that is to close the downtown because the start of the race Friday night, well, not just the UP 200, but the midnight run all downtown, which is truly a marquee event.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to bring the snow in again, all the way back to 6th Street, which is the Ramada. We get the dogs out of Marquette. It's an event unlike any other. We were talking about it last night, and it really is unique. There's other sled dog races, and they're just as big, but they're nothing compared to this.
What time do people need to be downtown on Friday? Next Friday.
Opening ceremonies start at 6 o'clock, or 6:30. Apologize. That's you and Rita. You're in.
I was going to say, you moved it on me.
No. Yeah.
Went to their half hour earlier.
Extra half hour of fill.
Yeah.
You guys could.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
6:30 and then mushers out of the gate for UP 200 about 7.
About 7 o'clock. And then followed by the midnight run at 8:30. Yeah. We do have a bit of a gap in between the UP 200 and the midnight run, but that's just to give the UP 200 mushers time to get out, so they're not running up on each other.
Ross Anthony with us in the studio this morning. He is with the UP Sled Dog Association, and we've talked about it with you a while back. We'll keep talking about it right up to the race because you'll take them. Volunteers are appreciated and required, and let's start off with some of the areas that you may need some volunteering help with.
Yeah, we are full in a couple areas, but really it kind of boils down to the start line, and road crossings are probably the biggest thing. We always need help at banquets as well. There's really opportunities for anyone. If you want to get involved, the way I got involved in this race, I literally walked in headquarters and I said, what can I do? Next thing I know, I'm driving a truck for a team and handling and sleeping in the truck in Grand Marais in the middle of a snowstorm. So, I mean, if you want to do something, just ask, I guess get involved, show up, fill out the form, www.up200.org or Facebook. Just get on there, and on the volunteer page in the menu, we have a link in there that'll give you all the descriptions of what you can do and then a sign up form.
Sure.
And then from there, we can put you somewhere.
Great opportunity for neighbors, groups, you name it, right?
Groups are great. I love groups. And really, it's fun if you got a group, and that's, I've always said, if it's not fun, then why do it? And it shouldn't be work, but it's an opportunity to get involved in something that's been happening now for 30 plus years. It's a huge event for the community. And gives you the opportunity, I think, to have fun at the same time.
Now, I know there was some changes that, like, the banquets and things like that are for the mushers only and the immediate people. They're not going to be public events, but where is headquarters this year, and can people go to those places?
Yeah, absolutely. Headquarters is still open at the Holiday Inn, and we are selling merchandise. We didn't do a silent auction this year just because of space and the space required for that. Mm-hmm. And it brings a lot of people in, and we're trying to limit as much indoor as much as possible. But we still do have the headquarters and the information desk. Pat Toriano will be working the information desk all weekend. She's been involved in the race for years. And merchandise will be in the same spot. Red shirts this year, if anyone see the logo's really great. They've been selling up at Grand Marais like hotcakes. It's a lot of the same, just a little bit different, and I don't want to say numbed down a little bit, but it's just a little less
public type things at indoor activities. But if people want to find out more, track the race, get all the information, again, that website is
up200.org. check it out. I'll shout out to the sponsors, because I haven't done that yet, but the two main sponsors, Eagle Mine, Nicolet Bank, stepped up. Both of those for 2-3 years now have been involved and really kept this thing going. And then we got a plethora of others that I could not name.
Sure, yeah. But you can find them all at the website.
Well, to give you an idea, $85,000 of corporate sponsorships this year.
That's pretty good.
That's a huge,
because that creates a good purse
for all the racers, which is what
Our budget is $110,000.
Yeah, so that's good.
That's a good portion of what we need to raise. So community, the Mile Club is big. And really just all of the community sponsorships.
So you can still sponsor, you can still volunteer, and you can get all the info at the website.
up200.org.
That's Ross Anthony with the UP Sled Dog Association. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.